And so I'm going to use the same new international version as a way of illustration. So, nuance. I have been looking out this week for all sorts of different ways of creativity, and I thought I would share some with you. So here we go, Jubilee. I mean, it was a great opportunity, wasn't it, for creativity. So this is a cake my sister made. Looks good, doesn't it? She pulled together ingredients, flour, sugar, eggs. Can't think right now what else is in a cake, but, you know, various ingredients. And as she was doing, pulling that stuff together, there was something rising within her as she just loved doing what she was doing. She was kind of thinking about the people who were going to eat the cake, which happened to be her neighbours. There was something about pulling these ingredients together that the end result was far more than flour, sugar, eggs, and whatever else it is. Fat got there in the end. Let's look at this one. Oh, this is a good one. Okay, so this is a picture of a school playground, and it's a little video, and it's been taken from the sky. Obviously, drones, I guess. So watch what happens. The anticipation. That's so cool, isn't it? I love that. I love the fact that some teachers kind of organized these kids and somehow arranged for them to stand, run and stand in a certain position. And then they were kind of waving to us at the end. And I could just see life in that. And I could see life in our reaction as well. That's creativity. This is Martin. Martin is in my home group. And on this last Sunday, he threw a party, didn't he, Julia? And Martin pulled together all things that were red, white, and blue. And he created the most extraordinary tea party. I mean, he had he had got bunting, he had got teacups and saucers, he had cake, he had those kind of cake plates that are tiered. We came round the corner of his house into his back garden, and it was like, wow, Martin, this is extraordinary. And then he put on that extraordinary suit. I mean, my goodness, it's got Union Jacks all over it. And there was something there. We're like, Martin, you are in your element at throwing this party. It was wonderful. I guess we've seen these around Salisbury and other places, haven't we? This one was taken in the Cathedral Close. And somebody somewhere has just got some thread of wool or acrylic or whatever and then worked at it. And it brings joy and life to a post box, for goodness sake. And then when people like me see it, I take photos because I just think it's fun. There's just something of life in that, isn't there? Oh, did you see the video of the Queen? That was something else, wasn't it? And even though this picture of the Queen is a little bit blurred, I wanted to put it on anyway because the look on her face, it was just gorgeous. I just love that. What a fantastic idea. And then to see the pictures of her family as well, as they didn't know anything about it. I thought that was great. Oh, now, this is Chris Taylor. I don't know if he's here today, I can't see him. He had a book launch at Waterstones in the week that I was at. And Chris is a test pilot and he has written a book. And so there was this launch, which was really attended by aviation experts, by and large, and me. Who, to be honest, I was there because I knew Chris. I wasn't there because I have a particular interest in aviation. But Chris, somehow, with the words that came out of his mouth and the facts and figures that surrounded him in his career, he brought what possibly could be described as a dry subject. He brought it to life. He is such a great storyteller and a raconteur. And really, I laughed. Who knew that I would laugh at a book launch about aviation test pilots? He brought it to life. And when I saw him there, I just thought, this man is alive. In the way that he is telling his story, he is alive. Oh, Mottisfont. Have you been to Mottisfont, the rose garden? Oh my goodness, it's beautiful. Thousands and thousands of people go in this month of June. You have to book a parking ticket if you want to go in the day. And there's something about this walled garden, isn't there, that is just extraordinary. Because a garden left to its own, and I have tried this, doesn't look anything like that. And I just thought the person who has designed this and who cares for it, there's just life in this that honestly, I believe, says something about the Holy Spirit and the glory of God. God has given us so many gifts to enjoy. Music, beauty, recreation, friendships, laughter. And they are the good things for us to nurture and cultivate as individuals and communities. And of course, how we might enjoy and what we might enjoy might change over the years. But it's not a question if we are creative beings. It's a question of how we express our creativity. So intentional. I've got another quote, an ancient quote from Augustine this time. I do think the old one's often the best. So he asked this question, how can we draw close to God if we are far from our own selves? And so one of his prayers was, let me know myself that I may know you, my God. We can read endless books or listen to endless podcasts about well-being or discipleship. But unless we allow the breath of God within us to bring us alive, unless we find that happy place, it really doesn't do us a lot of good. Reading the Bible, praying, attending church, these are all wonderful good things in and of themselves, but they don't transform us and bring us alive unless we have the breath of God within us. So in order to be fully alive, we need to give ourselves permission to enjoy what brings us joy. In order to be fully alive, we need to become self-aware of what holds us back from experiencing this joy. And so as we learn about ourselves, what brings us life, what holds us back, then we are able to be intentional and live a life that reveals the glory of God. Vital. I actually feel that recognizing the value of creativity, recognizing what it is that keeps us alive, it almost feels like the difference between life and death. Because the reality is, life can be so hard sometimes. The pressures and burdens can be overwhelming, and it feels like that we have the stuffing knocked out of us. And it can feel as though feeling truly alive and fulfilled, revealing the glory of God, is such a long way from where life is at. Sometimes creativity includes hard slog and discipline. Sometimes creativity includes hanging on by our fingertips to the hope of something in the future. Sometimes it includes looking at dust and believing and remembering that this is not the end of the story. Sometimes creativity involves holding the broken pieces of our lives and remembering the Japanese art of kintsugi and the gluing together of shattered pieces and transforming it into a beautiful ornament. Sometimes creativity includes the ability to adapt to a new way of life because the old one is no longer possible. So creativity is vital, therefore, for us to develop the resilience to live this life. And so on Trinity Sunday, I end with this Celtic symbol of the Trinity. So we have 3 points, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But look what's in the middle. There's a space there, a space for us to enter whatever our situation is. There's a space there for us to come and have the breath of God breathed into us. There's a space where we might discover ourselves, a space where we might be held and held to come and be alive, find life. A space where we might live partnering with God in a new way. A space where we can be and live with God. And so I pray that in this coming week, months, years ahead of us, in any number of different ways, we will be intentional at finding times and moments where we can express ourselves creatively, and in doing so, find something of the glory of God. Amen.